What's your first name?
Peter.
Peter, will you vote this fall?
I will.
Do you have a candidate in mind?
I am still sifting through the candidates, all four of them.
Really undecided.
I haven't focused on it enough yet. So
did you like Bernie in the beginning?
I liked Bernie. I mean, I wouldn't say he would be my final choice, but I liked his passion and a lot of the ideas he raised.
It just sounded like you're giving Jill Stein and Gary Johnson serious consideration.
Absolutely. I'm not a Hillary person. I just don't trust her. You know, she seems to be caught up in all the special interests.
Do you think that's justified, or have you maybe bought into kind of a concentrated effort to brand her that way?
Look how much money they have. That's the full end of the story. I mean, they got hundreds of millions of bucks.
What about Trump, though?
Obviously, I'm not impressed by him either. That's why I'm looking at the four candidates.
So you think you'll go for one of the alternative candidates?
Quite probably. Probably.
All
so
right.
I'm going to study them a little more carefully.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Not particularly.
What are you most worried about?
I think our political system is stuck.
Do you think the media is complicit in this too?
I don't think they're doing their job. I don't think the reporting has great depth to it.
What's your message to all our listeners? The message of peace and love as this summer comes to an end.
Do your homework. That's what I'm going to do. I'm waiting till November. I'm keeping my gunpowder dry and I'll make my decision close to Election Day.
Here's my card, man. Thanks for taking the time to speak.
My pleasure. Okay. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Thank you. You are listening to The Dusty Show on today's WFMU. This is Sugarloaf and a song written by the late Jerry Corbetta. Green Eyed Lady. On Dusty.
Green Eyed Lady. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, soothing every raging wave that comes. Green-eyed lady, passion's lady, dressed in love, she lives for life to be. Green-eyed lady, feels like I never see.
You're from Brazil.
That's correct.
Are you an American living in Brazil or a Brazilian?
No, I'm Brazilian.
Were you happy with the way the Olympics turned out?
Yeah, I thought they actually did very well.
Yeah, a little misadventure with the American athletes.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Do you pay attention? I asked you before we started recording if you pay attention to U.S. politics, and you said they are paying attention down in Brazil.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Are people talking about Donald Trump? I imagine they are.
Yes, they are,
yeah.
Of course.
What are you hearing?
Well, kind of don't understand how he actually became a candidate.
It surprises you that a good portion of Americans are behind him?
Yeah, very surprising, actually.
What about Hillary Clinton? Do they like her in Brazil?
Yeah. I mean, she may not be the most trustworthy person, but she seems like a better option than Donald Trump.
Have you been pleased with President Obama? Do they like him in Brazil?
Yeah, he seems to be okay.
How about your own politics? You've had some upheaval in Brazil recently.
A lot, yeah. A lot.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we've reached the bottom.
Are you, you love Brazil? You're proud to be a Brazilian?
Yeah, definitely.
And optimistic about the future?
Of course.
What about the United States? Do you think we're on the way up, on the way down? What do they say down there? Are they really worried about America?
Yeah, it could very well be, you know, not a good thing.
And if Trump was elected, what do you fear most? What do you think might happen?
I think there's definitely a lot of closing the borders, not allowing for the free flow of immigration from one country to another. I think the foreign policy is definitely going to be very, very questionable. Overall, I just think it's a bad thing.
I appreciate the time you took. Do you speak Portuguese?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, can you say something to the people back home?
Uma boa noite para todos vocês.
Thanks for your time. What is thank you in Portuguese?
Obrigado.
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 Obrigado, my friend. Thank you. I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
All right.
All the best to you.
From RT.
To the U.S. city of Tulsa, locals there are demanding the arrest of a police officer who fatally shot another unarmed black man after authorities released a video of the incident. This time, 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher was tasered and then shot as he lay on the ground.
That looks like a bad dude, too, to be honest with them.
Which way are they facing?
Westbound,
I think he may have just been tasered.
Shots fired!
The window was up, so how could he be reaching into the car if the window is up and there's blood on the glass?
You're from Baltimore.
I am?
Yeah.
I think he's absolutely crazy.
Trump? You said you're a Republican, though.
I am.
You won't vote
for
him?
I actually think both are unelectable. But if
somebody's got to be elected.
Right. And I don't want to put it in Hillary's hands.
You don't trust her?
No, I don't trust her. It's a tremendous pattern of, and it's documented in the Wall Street Journal today, that you can't trust her.
You're not crazy about Trump, though.
No, because I don't think he has a plan for anything.
Who would you have preferred out of the 17 that were on stage at one point?
No, I wanted Paul Ryan to run.
Paul Ryan? Yeah.
Hey,
do you see him 4 years from now?
I do.
Yeah. With Scott Walker, who would his running mate be?
Actually, I like Scott Walker a lot.
You got that Wisconsin state of mind.
No, but I think he's fiscally responsible. Trump just doesn't have a plan. But Hillary, it's the same politics.
You think Pence might be running the show if Trump gets elected?
Well, he's a solid voice behind a guy that just doesn't have a plan.
What about Obama? Obama?
I don't think he was a good president.
What was the worst thing he did?
He backdoored every policy that he got passed.
He got a lot of obstruction.
Well, the obstruction was for good cause. So I'm not a political guy, but every major policy he had, he backdoored everything. So he's a tactician.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Probably not, given both candidates. You got to elect one. It's going to be a rough 4 years.
Well, I stalked you all the way through the park, Mr. Baltimore. I hope you have a nice trip. Thanks for talking to me. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, I'll give you a head shake. Nice talking to you.
But anyway, that's sort of how I feel. So.
There is no evidence at this point of a terror connection to this incident. Based on what we know at this hour, there is no specific connection to the incident in New Jersey. There is no specific and credible threat against New York City at this point in time from any terror organization. The early indications, the initial indications, is this was an intentional act.
This is Don Henley with Mike Campbell from Tom Petty's band, The Boys of Summer, on The Dusty Show for 1984. Making the Perfect Beast, I think the album was called. It's a great song. It really captures the feeling. The end of summer. Dusty.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach. Back and serve.
now we're pusses out there hating on Henley. So predictable. Give him a chance. Reappraise him. Accept him. Take him into your bosom and love him. This song is so great. Bruce Hornsby probably hanging in Jesus.
Out on the road today, I saw a dead head sticker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was, what did I know? Those days are gone forever, I should just let them go.
Pay attention to politics.
I can't help it.
It's in your face.
Yeah, it's in my face. Right. I'd like to ignore it, but I can't.
Will you vote, though, despite that this fall? As you always have, I imagine.
Yes.
Which way do you generally lean? A little blue, a little
red? To
the left. You supported President Obama.
I did, yes.
You think he's done a good job?
Yes, I do. I think he's a great person.
I just talked to a Republican man from Baltimore who said, I don't like him. He tried to sneak in everything through the back door.
I don't know what that guy is talking about. He couldn't get anything passed, so he had to use whatever was available. Guantanamo is still open, so he did not sneak everything in through the back door.
You and I have seen a few elections in our lifetime. Are things different this time around? Do they feel different to you?
If I listen to the commentators, yes. And yes, they are different, not only because we have a first woman and we have a man running who doesn't know anything about running a country. He's very good at making stories up and entertaining the public, but...
You will vote for Hillary this fall?
I will.
You feel like you're settling for her, or are you happy to vote for her?
I think she is an honest person. I can't understand how everything has been twisted to say don't trust her. I trust her. She has to, you're in the public eye, you have to make things look good. Well, you understand that. She has a record, years of record. Of course people can find flaws in that. I can't remember what your question is, so I'm a little off.
I think I'm a little off the topic.
No,
you're great. You're really...
I can trust her, yes. She might not always tell the truth, but neither do I. I mean, I want to make things look good. I'm not lying to steal, to rob, to trick, to anything else. And I don't think she is either. If she has to make things look good so that they'll pass the Republicans.
We had a bomb blow up in New York last weekend. I could hear it down where my wife and I live. Do you think those kind of things play into Trump's hands? Do you worry it might get him elected?
No. I have to be hopeful, and my answer is no.
We see him sneaking up in the polls. Do you think he can do it?
No.
I admire your resoluteness and your belief.
I might be dumb. I might have a cloud over me, but I'm giving people more credit than a lot of other folks are. They can see and hear the lies, the inexperience, and he can't run a country. He can only run out of town is what I would suggest. But
are you hopeful for the future of the United States?
Yes, I have to be. Yes.
You have been so honest so far, and I wanted to ask you, but it's kind of touchy.
I thought you were going to ask me how old I am.
It kind of is. I was going to say, who's the first president you voted for?
Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, where this show emanates, here in New York City, around the world on the internet, on WFMU, here as we see the summer of 2016 come to an end?
Well, keep the faith is too easy, so I'm not saying that. You ask for peace and love. We're good people. And we're going to continue to be good people. See the good in our candidates. And vote your conscience.
We are good, aren't we? Do you think sometimes we're pitted against each other? of the media?
I thought that was the last question.
Yeah. I lied. I lied.
That's not a lie. It's just things happen. And that's what's happened with Clinton. What was the question? Do you think
the media plays us against each other, makes us enemies in a sense, right against left?
I'm speaking to the media.
Well, I'm small potatoes.
Yeah, but all media count. In a sense, yeah. But again, we have to be smart. We can't just accept what somebody says, whether it's in print, on television. We have to think and put things together.
I really enjoyed talking to you. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I hope you can listen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Thanks. All the best to you, man.
100 years of delay have passed since President Lincoln freed the slaves, yet their heirs, their grandsons, are not fully free. They are not yet freed from the bonds of injustice. They are not yet freed from social and economic oppression. And this nation, for all its hopes and all its boasts, will not be fully free until all its citizens are free. This is one country. It has become one country because all of us and all the people who came here had an equal chance to develop their talents. We cannot say to 10% of the population that you can't have that right, that your children can't have the chance to develop whatever talents they have, that the only way that they are going to get their rights is to go in the street and demonstrate. I think we owe them and we owe ourselves a better country than that.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering, till a long forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September. The warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my year.
Isn't this Sinatra fantastic with Gordon Jenkins?
The golden warm September of my year.
Title track from the September of My Year's album, my favorite, Frank, from 65. On The Dusty Show. I'm glad you're listening. Stay with me now.
So what's going on here today? You wrote me into a group photo. What is it?
Today is World Peace Day, and what we're doing is giving out roses to other New Yorkers, just showing love and peace and spreading it to everyone that's around. We get our inspiration from a man named Hussein Ibn Ali. He was...
Is Hussein one of those hot-button names here in the U.S.? We know Barack Hussein Obama, but then in Iraq... You know, some people here are uneasy with the Hussein name. Not me personally, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're trying to break in a way. Because this Hussein lived 1,400 years ago. This Hussein
actually... Was he a religious figure?
He was.
Okay.
And he stood up against the tyrants of his time. He stood up for social justice, racial equality, human rights, all the things that we talk about now, which are pretty non-existent at that time. And he stood up to the point where he ended up having to sacrifice his friends and his family members as well as himself, because the enemy forces actually came and killed him and slaughtered them in the middle of the desert. And what we are really inspired by is the fact that he was willing to give his life for such a cause that most people weren't even aware of at the time.
Can I ask you just straight out, are you hoping to interest people ultimately in the religion?
No. So what we're doing is we're just influencing people to do a positive deed. This isn't to convert anyone. The vision of our organization is basically a world where every individual is inspired by Hussein ibn Ali to implement positive change.
Now, as a present-day kind of news guy wannabe, of course I want to talk to you about Muslim faith, about immigration, about Trump and the whole thing. Would you speak to me a little bit about your feelings about Trump?
I would stay away from the politics because
that's... Do you generally stay away?
Yeah, because this organization isn't about the politics of the world or, you know, necessarily about getting people to come to a particular religion. This organization is really focused on just humanitarian efforts.
How can we find out more about you?
We have a website. It's called www.whoishussein.org.
Will you vote this fall?
I will vote this year, yeah.
You got a candidate in mind?
I will steer away from that question again. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Here's my card.
Sure.
Good luck. It seems like you're doing a good thing.
Thank you.
All right.
I'd forgotten about this one. Michael Jackson from the Dangerous album, 1991. Jam.
Will you vote this fall?
I'm going to vote this fall, and I'm a criminal, and Hillary's a criminal, so I'm voting for Trump.
Now, do you really have some type of criminal past you've recovered from? Obviously, it looks like you're doing well now.
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds it might incriminate me. Trump.
You're going to vote for Trump?
Yep.
He's coming back in the polls. You think he can go all the way?
Yep.
What do you like about Trump? Make us understand.
His father gave him millions.
He turned it into billions. And that's what I'm hoping he does for the country.
What don't you like about Hillary? Everybody just says, can't trust her, she lies. But really, try to go a layer deeper than that. What is it you don't like about her?
No, that's about it. She lies and you can't trust her. That's it. That's the bottom line. You can't trust her.
That's what they've been drumming into us over and over. It seemed to be pretty effective.
Listen, this is New York. I'm in a rush. I gotta go.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Now, you know that guy ain't sorry as mother got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Turn up. Yeah.
This is new.
Future.
From future.
Yeah.
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 Ain't no time.
Astronaut. Kicking flavor. Saint Laurent. Watch how I walk. Watch how I walk. Let this paper be the reason why we talk. Ain't no favors. They gon' outline you and chop. You the biggest, biggest hater of them all. It ain't no time. It ain't no time. It ain't no time.
It ain't no time.
It ain't no time. It ain't no hills. It ain't no mine.
It ain't no time.
It ain't no time. It ain't no time. It ain't no line. It ain't no time. It ain't no time. It ain't no flying. You dropping them down. You dropping them down. You dropping them down. You look like you lying. You look like you lying. You look like you lying. We do the sign at the sign. Sign up to the sun. Feel like I stood on the run. They trying to tell me to calm down. People eyes came in the game. And I start rocking that tongue, fuck. We don't know what we be saying. We just be yelling our buns, yo. We don't know what we be saying. We just be yelling our buns, yo. I like to play with the bands. Right before I do the encore. I like to play with the cans. Go on the run and spend. I like to play with the cans. Go to Chanel and spend. I like to go to the jeweler. Tell them to make me some glass. I like to play with the cans. Go to Chanel and spend. Kicking flavor, Saint Laurent. Watch how I walk.
Watch how I walk.
Let this paper be the reason why we talk. Ain't no favors, they gon' outline you and chop. You the biggest, biggest hater of them all. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no time.
It ain't no time.
It ain't no time, it ain't no hills, it ain't no mine.
It ain't no time.
It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no line. It ain't no time, it ain't no time, it ain't no flying. You slinging that iron, you slinging that iron, you tone that iron. You pressing the issue, you pushing the gas, you making them violate. I'm driving the top on the fur, and I'm zigging the zag, I'm all on the grass. I did what I had to pass, you knew. Better go back to your stash. I did what I had to do, I ran in that bitch, and I didn't have a mask. I did what I should've did, survived through the trenches and look like a man. I sit at the throne, I sit at the throne, you niggas and them are some clowns. I'm sipping that dump every yard when I'm at the store, and they ringing me up. My bitch on a bitch, got them eating it up. I done gained a little weight, and I'm keeping it up. Stepping in Christians, I came out the mud.
On purpose when I'm in the club. You look like somebody. Howie Long, did they tell you that?
I actually have been told that numerous times.
That's not such a bad thing.
No, it's pretty good. Compliment.
Yeah,
I like
yeah.
Comparison.
Do you pay attention to politics?
Minorly.
Last time around, did you support Obama? Who got your vote?
Mitt Romney got my vote last time. Mitt Romney got my vote last time. Mitt Romney got my vote last time. Mitt Romney got my vote last time.
So you're generally maybe a little more conservative?
Financially, yeah. Yeah. Fiscal.
Are you excited about the Trump campaign? Will you vote for him, or is he not your cup of tea?
He's not my cup of tea. Can't really do it.
Are you going to cross the aisle and vote for Hillary?
Remains to be seen. I'm not in love with a lot of her policies either. I think she's immensely qualified. Way more so than Donald Trump. It'll be down to the wire.
They're all close now, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, everything's close. No real blowouts anymore.
I feel like the media is just manipulating us sometimes, getting us all outraged and excited.
I think the media plays a big role in that. You know, they have their own agendas. They want to get certain items across. They want to emphasize certain items. So yeah, I think absolutely the media gets people either really excited about it or really not excited about it, I guess, in some cases.
Is New York your hometown?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, born and raised. Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard not to be. I think there is a lot of good going on still, even though it's, you know, the media doesn't really necessarily cover that a lot. They cover most of the negatives because that's what gets viewers. But yeah, I mean, I think the future of the country is gonna be just fine.
You look like you're doing pretty good. What's your biggest concern in life?
I get student loans like you wouldn't believe. So honestly, that any candidate that plays up to that policy a little bit might have my vote.
Well, I appreciate your time, man. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. I hope you have a chance to listen online or on the radio.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thank you, buddy.
From Washington Week.
Now, not to mention her in the same breath, but Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it. I finished it. You know what I mean. President Barack Obama was born in the United States, period. Now we all want to get back to making America strong and great again.
What's your first name?
Nyjah.
Nyjah, you were nice enough to speak to me about the election. Will you vote this fall?
Yes, I will.
Do you have a candidate that you like?
Hillary.
Have you been with her all the way? Did you like
yes.
Bernie for a while? Or?
I do like Bernie too, but I want to go for Hillary. Uh-huh. I want to see what a woman can do.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? What about Trump? What are your thoughts about Donald Trump?
Oh, he's just doing too much. I'm not voting for him.
He's been coming back in the polls. Do you worry that he might win?
Kind of, but hopefully Hillary will pull through.
Have you supported Obama in the past 8 years?
Yes. I even met him.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
What was that like?
It was amazing.
Tell us about meeting President Barack Obama.
I met him when he had went to Red Rooster because I used to work for them.
You, where was that?
Red Rooster on 125th.
Okay.
And I served him, and I got to meet him and his wife and his kids, and he has so much respect. And you would think the type of president that he is, that he would, like, no, he has the bodyguards, you know. He had them sit at a whole different table, and he was talking to everybody, customers, everybody.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy.
And Michelle, did she speak to you?
Yes.
What did she say?
She said hello. She complimented my eyes.
You have blue eyes.
Yes. She was very nice.
Did the Secret Service talk to you ahead of time before you served him? You think they might check you out a little bit to make sure you're not...
I guess they probably spoke to the big bosses, but they didn't say nothing to us.
Yeah. What did he have?
He had the lobster entree, and then he tried our menu, the appetizer menu. And for that day, we were serving plates starting at 800.
That must have been so fun for... I'd be so excited.
I was excited. I couldn't, like... I felt like he was, like, a celebrity. He's a celebrity. I was too excited.
Now, how did he pay? Did they pay for him? How did it work?
I'm not sure, because they didn't pay, like, right then and there. I don't know if they did it ahead of time, so I'm really not even sure.
Did you get a tip?
Nice tip. He tipped all of us.
It's a story you can tell the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners and our listening audience? Summer's done now. Everybody's looking at the fall ahead.
As you say, stay focused. Stay positive. Work. Everybody do what they got to do. Everybody be fine.
I guess I'm done with you. Thank you. I'll give
you
a card. You can hear my show tomorrow at 6.
Okay.
It's on the internet. It's on the radio. It's archived if you miss it and you want to listen in the future.
All right. Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really, what a story. I can't wait to put that in.
From CNN.
I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job. Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies. He is not just unprepared. He is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
This is whole.
And the sky was made of amethyst. And all the stars are just like little fish. You should learn when to go. You should learn how to say no.
Get what they want.
kind of reminds me of Hillary.
The sky was all violet.
Did we treat Courtney the same way?
Born again, but violent, more violent.
Assuming that Kurt wrote this album, not her.
I'm the one with no soul.
Accusing her of killing her husband.
One above and one below.
She scared the hell out of us. Ferocious Courtney.
You're not going to vote?
No, I'm not going to vote.
What's keeping you out of the polls this year?
The fact that everything's so negative. Everything's negative about Hillary, everything's negative about Trump, so I don't see a positive of me voting for either one.
You seem pretty young. Have you voted before?
I have. I voted for Obama.
Last time around?
Yeah.
But not Hillary.
No, I'm not voting for anyone. I don't see it working out for me either way. What happens, happens the way I see it now.
You're going to let the chips fall where they may.
That's exactly it.
And your friend here, you're not voting either.
I don't vote either.
Have you ever voted?
Yes, I voted for Obama when it was Obama's turn. But right now, no.
What do you think about Trump?
Well, I'm Mexican, so...
But you voted for Obama. So are you a dual citizen?
Yes.
So you legally came through and you're a citizen of the United States now?
Yes.
Yeah. Why not Hillary?
Well, like my friend says, there's negative stuff for both of them, so I haven't chosen anyone. I don't know. I'm thinking, but I don't know if I vote or not. I'm thinking. I'm not sure.
It's your, you can do whatever you want. It's a free country. I guess after, when I'm thinking about it, everything Trump said about sending undocumented immigrants back to Mexico, but you still wouldn't vote for Hillary to stop them from doing that, or do you think they should go back to Mexico?
I was an undocumented immigrant. I came from Russia many, many years ago, and I got my citizenship when I was like 14. The fact that it's not just the Mexicans, it's also people who came from Europe, who came from Asia. It's not just the Mexicans who's going to affect. It's going to affect all of them. I mean, some of his policies are good, most of them are not. But, Hillary too. But the one thing that really deterred me off on Trump was the fact that, they're not all bad. And especially the Mexican people. Think of where America would be without them, because they work in the restaurants and they're hardworking citizens. They may not be here legally, but they do work hard. They earn their keep, the way I see it.
Why wouldn't you vote for Hillary?
I haven't followed much on it.
If not just to stop Trump from what he wants to do.
And honestly, that would probably be the only reason I would vote for Hillary. If I was going to vote, it would just be to stop Trump from hurting the immigrants. Because America is a country of immigrants.
Basically, this country is built of all immigrants. Basically.
My family's immigrants.
My family.
This country is built of immigrants, so it doesn't make any sense what he's saying. And like my friend says, it's not all people are bad. There's a lot of good people here that work hard. Like she says, I work hard.
But the one thing I would want to know, they need to answer, is, a lot of my family are senior citizens. I haven't heard much about the policies on senior citizens. I haven't heard much about school. Bernie was going, free education. That's great and all, but how is that going to be possible?
Despite all these problems we hear, do you like the United States?
Of course I love the United States. I've been living my whole life here, basically. I came when I was 14 years old. I'm 38 right now. My daughter's born here.
You have deep roots here now. How about you?
I came to America when I was 3. I was adopted. I wasn't documented, and then I got my green card, and then I got it. But again, my family, they're from Italy. They came over in 1912 during the huge immigration rush. So, we have deep roots here too, and we're very, very proud that we came from an immigrant family.
Pardon me?
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Pardon me?
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
To say yes.
It's scary.
The future
is scary right now, I think.
It's scary. It's so
in the air. That's what scares me, especially with the younger generation.
Yes.
Because I noticed that why younger people aren't voting. It's much more of the older generation. And that's what worries me. It's like the younger population is not connecting. They're not connecting so much with the...
And you too. You're not even...
No, I'm not. which is why I'm not voting.
What's your final word, Matt?
My final word is let's hope and pray for God and everything will be fine. And United States will be freedom for everybody.
That's I really enjoyed talking to you too. Thanks for your time. Here's my card.
Thank you.
My show airs tomorrow at 6 p.m. And I hope you can tune
in. Nice to meet you.
You
my name is Milton Rodriguez.
Good luck, Milton.
Thank you, sir.
And Angelica Parado.
Angelica. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Good luck to you.
From Fox News.
It was mid-morning as surveillance cameras spot the New York region's most wanted man, Ahmed Khan Rahami, on the run, gun in hand, police in hot pursuit.
There's the guy shooting a gun, shots fired.
Two Linden police officers confronted Rahami. They did exchange gunfire. One officer was struck in the abdomen, but into his bulletproof vest.
Moments later, Rahami on a gurney, conscious after allegedly terrorizing an entire region for 48 hours in a string of bombings that gripped the New York metropolitan area.
What's your first name?
Ernie.
Ernie, are you working? Are you on the clock right now?
Yep.
God, I'm taking your time. Ernie, do you pay attention to politics?
Not really.
Did you vote last time around for
I was living in Jersey. I was living in Jersey at the time, and no, I wasn't registered there, and I'm not registered now, so no.
Where are you from in Jersey?
Highlands.
Highlands, New Jersey. Yeah. Our station is right across in Jersey City there.
Okay.
Ernie, are you going to sit out this election, just totally sit it out?
Yep.
Do you have any thoughts on the candidates? What do you think about Donald Trump? He's got things stirred up this year.
I think Donald Trump is going to win. I don't think Hillary Clinton's health is not good. And, well, they may want to make history with a woman president, so that's a possibility. But I really don't, like I said, I don't really follow him.
Yeah, Trump, no thoughts one way or the other?
Not really, no.
If you were all set up to vote and you could pull the lever right now, which one would you vote for?
I'd probably vote for Trump. I would probably vote for Trump.
You think Hillary's too sickly?
She's a little sickly, but I don't think a woman should run the country, to be honest with you. And that's maybe chauvinist, but...
You know, I was thinking last night, it's been a while since I talked to a guy who told me I don't think a woman should be the president. Why do you feel that way? You like women.
I love women.
You respect them?
Of course.
But just some fundamental thing, you think men should be in charge of the show?
Kind of. I guess maybe I'm old-fashioned in that way. I guess so. Yeah.
Explain a little. They're going to want an explanation, I'm telling you.
I thought this was anonymous, and it doesn't really matter. I don't really know. I don't really, like I said, that's why I'm bailing. I'm not voting.
You're just keeping your nose to the grindstone and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, wherever they may.
What's your message of peace and love? Not just to men, Ernie, but those women, too.
Everybody should just get along, I think. I mean, we have trouble with these terrorists and everything else. I think everybody should just get along. I mean, I don't care race, creed, color, it doesn't matter. I just love everybody.
What about these terrorists? I live right down there by where that bomb went off. I heard that thing. Trump saying, oh, boy, if I get in there, I'm going to really hit him. I'm going to bomb the hell out of him.
See, that's why I can't lean towards him too much either, because he's a little over-aggressive, I think. I don't know. Like I said,
you think you got to be a little measured in your response to those things?
Yes, of course. I mean, you just can't go build walls and do all kinds of other crazy stuff. You can't do that.
Other than your family, who's your hero? If you think about your life, who's been a big hero in your life?
You're not going to want to like my answer. My hero is my dog.
Your dog?
Yep.
What kind of dog is it?
I got a lab shepherd. She's a mutt. She's 10 years old, and she's my best friend. And
we got a couple of cats, and we're crazy about it. Yeah. The little pets get under your skin,
they sure do.
They're always there when you get home.
I can't wait to go home. I'm just about off the clock now. In fact,
no matter
I'm cut
who
this
else is mad at you, the dog's going to be wagging its tail.
Wagging its tail, waiting for me to feed her, take her out, and then just chill out and watch TV.
Now, Ernie, you said you don't think a woman should be president. Say something nice to the women in our audience. Let them know that you're
here. I think women are beautiful. I love women more than I love men. I mean, obviously, but not in that respect either. I mean, of course in that respect, but they're just a beautiful, beautiful people.
But
I don't know if I want a woman running the country. I'm not sure about that.
Thanks, Ernie. Nice talking to you, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow at 6. All the best to you.
6 in the morning?
6 in the evening.
6 in the evening.
I'm not up at 6 in the morning.
Okay. 6 in the evening.
All right,
man. I'll be working, but I'll see you.
All right, Ernie.
my station's on here.
WFMU 91.1, 91.1, 91.
From WCBS.
Batting on third down. Firing downfield for Cruz. And Victor Cruz makes the catch. 38-yard attempt for the left hash. It is blocked. And on the recovery, it's Janoris Jenkins. And Jenkins will take it all the way for a Giants touchdown.
I love the sound of a ball game on the television droning in the background. Something comforting about it. Like the voice of Bobby Goldsboro.
Blue autumn, falling leaves of red and gold, pretty colors, I am told, but I see only shades of blue, because I'm losing. Autumn, there's a rainbow in the sky, but no matter how I try, I still see only shades of blue, because I'm losing you. Such pretty colors, there for all to see, but falling leaves of red and gold have all turned blue to me. Blue autumn, a love like yours I'll never know. Other girls may come and go, but I'll see only shades of you, and all my autumns will be blue. Blue autumn, a love like yours I'll never know. Other girls may come and go, but I'll see only shades of you, and all my autumns will be blue.
That's Bobby Goldsboro from the Honey LP 1968, Blue Autumn, of The Dusty Show. Clay Pigeon with you. Thanks for joining me.
Do you pay attention to politics?
I have been recently, yes.
Last time around, who got your vote? Was it Romney or Obama?
Romney.
So you're generally more conservative?
Yes.
Have you ever crossed the aisle and voted for a Democrat?
No.
Never in your life. Do you like Trump? Did you have a candidate before him that you preferred more? Or
I liked Trump from the beginning.
Just something fresh about him, something exciting?
I related him to Reagan, and I thought we were in good hands for a change.
Were you surprised the way he ended up your nominee?
Absolutely, yeah. I predicted Jeb earlier on.
I thought he would be the nominee from the Republican side.
Well, it was interesting. I think a lot of guys that I thought were going to perform better didn't, and I think he swallowed them up in the whole campaign, especially Bush and Rubio. He took them out early. You know, and Cruz couldn't hang in there.
I was surprised to see Walker leave so early.
No, he wasn't. He left.
Not going anywhere?
No.
What about Paul Ryan now? He doesn't seem to have the best relationship with Trump. Do you still like Ryan?
I think he's just trying to find a balance between the traditional conservatives and where the party went.
And the voters from the right in this election are kind of rejecting the old Washington ways.
In both the Democratic side and the Republican
side.
Yeah,
Bernie got a big response on the left.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Do you think Hillary's as bad as they say she is? They've been beating it into her head for a long time. You can't trust her. She lies.
It might not be as bad as what they think it is, but I think absolutely she is covering something up that's much bigger than what we're seeing in the media.
Think it might be an October surprise?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's going to be a very big October surprise.
Mm-hmm. She's been around a long time. She stayed on her feet.
She's certainly the most qualified from a political perspective, but I just think it'll be the same old, and I think it's absolutely subject to the suspicion about everything that she's gotten herself involved with, and there's a lot of suspicion around it.
A couple of months ago, they were kind of voting Trump out, and now we've seen him claw back. It's neck and neck. Do you think he can do it in the end? Do you see him?
Well, typically a lot of things fall into his hands, and he always finds a way to mess them up.
Do you ever wince a little bit at the things he says and wish
absolutely
he hadn't said them?
Yeah, but you laugh at him too, but it's good comic. I love watching Saturday Night Live just to look at their bits on the Trump bits and even the Hillary bits. But yeah, if he would have been able to contain some of that, I think it would have been a no-brainer.
Here's one I've never thought of. You're a smart guy. If you were Hillary's campaign manager now, what would you tell her to do? Trump's getting some help. He seems to be doing well with his new campaign manager.
If I was Hillary's campaign manager, what would I tell him? That's a great question. I don't have an answer for that.
I think she's kind of been keeping her head down, hoping that he would implode on it.
I think that's great advice. I think the more they keep their head down, the better they do. The more things come out about both of them, the worse they do.
Yeah. It's an exciting election, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Well, listen, America is the greatest country in the world. It will always be the greatest country in the world. I think our government has enough controls around it that not one person could really screw it up that much.
I have complete
confidence in our system, and I think we'll always be great, and we'll always have the best times ahead of us.
Do you like Mike Pence?
I think he's qualified and he's good. I like him. I think he's a very tethered type of guy.
I appreciate all the time you've given me. All the best to you, sir. I'll give you a card.
Take care.
Any message you want to give our listening audience in Jersey City?
Oh, in Jersey City, I hope you all have been safe. There's a lot of problems that happened in New Jersey
recently. We saw that, yeah.
And just stay safe, you know. All shout out to everybody in Jersey City.
Thanks for your time. All the best to you.
Republican Vice Presidential Candidate Mike Pence on C-SPAN.
And now that we've recognized evolution as a theory, I would simply and humbly ask, can we teach it as such? And can we also consider teaching other theories of the origin of species, like the theory that was believed in by every signer of the Declaration of Independence? Every signer of the Declaration of Independence believed that men and women were created and were endowed by that same creator with certain unalienable rights. The Bible tells us that God created man in his own image, male and female, he created them. And I believe that, Mr. Speaker. I believe that God created the known universe, the earth and everything in it, including man. And I also believe that someday scientists will come to see that only the theory of intelligent design provides even a remotely rational explanation for the known universe. Let us demand that educators around America teach evolution not as fact, but as theory.
Here's Sebastian Bach.
When we're whispering, I think of you.
And Skid Row.
So that I knew that you were there.
What's your first name?
Barbara.
Barbara, do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat, yes.
You probably weren't expecting some guy to come up right here in the park and ask you about it. Do you have a candidate that you're going to vote for this fall?
Yes, I do.
Can I ask who?
Sure, Hillary.
Have you been with Hillary since the beginning? Are you happy with her, or are you settling for her?
I'm happy with her. I wasn't a Bernie supporter, so I'm happy to be voting for Hillary.
Were you surprised at how well Bernie did?
No, a little bit, just because I think he wasn't offering very concrete explanations for things that he was going to be providing, like free college education and things like that. But it doesn't surprise me in that, you know, he inspired people with his views, and a lot of the young people got, you know, very excited about him.
Trump's been coming back strong in the polls. Some are saying there's a real chance he could win this thing. What do you think about Donald Trump?
As a person who lived in New York during the 80s and 90s, I find it very, very hard to take him past the tabloid fodder that he is. It doesn't surprise me that he gained such popularity, because I think people want something different. I come from Ohio. I have relatives.
Where are you from? Lima? Milan?
Not Lima. Near Cleveland.
Near Cleveland? Youngstown?
No.
The Michael Stanley Band?
Yeah, no. I have relatives
boom, in... Boom, boom, Mancini.
I have relatives in Ohio who would most definitely
will be
voting for Trump.
I love Ohio. I spent a lot of time in the Queen City, Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
It's a great state and an important political state.
Right.
Who's going to win Ohio?
I don't know. I was hoping it was going to be no way Trump, but I think it's going to be an extraordinarily tight.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
Yeah, I am, if he doesn't get in.
What's your message to our listeners in Jersey City, back in Ohio, around the world on the internet, on today's WFMU?
I think everybody should get out and vote. Don't be lazy about it. Don't be complacent. And really think hard about, you know, who you want to have speaking for this country over the next 4 years.
Really good stuff. Nice talking to you. I saved my last card for you.
Okay.
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., I hope you can tune in. It's
great.
Online, on the radio, and it's archived if you miss it.
Okay, thanks so much.
Good luck.
From ABC.
Blockbuster breakup. Blockbuster breakup. Angelina Jolie filing for divorce from Brad Pitt.
Anybody who's married or in a long-term relationship knows this, is that you cannot just keep things in, and you can't play it safe.
You think this story's going to have a happy ending?
Happy endings are just stories that haven't finished yet.
Angel, when will those clouds all disappear? Angel, where will it lead us from here? With no loving in our souls. Angel, you're beautiful, yeah. But ain't it time we said goodbye? Angel, I still love you.
Listening to this episode of The Dusty Show. We'll see you again next Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern for another edition of the program. Take care, and always remember,